Morning and welcome to The Drive. It is April 9th on a Tuesday. I hope you guys are doing well, praying for you, and God's got something in store for you today. Every day we wake up, I thank God for another day of life, for another opportunity to serve Him, to worship Him, to look to Him, to love Him, to love others, to get into His Word, and by His strength, through His Holy Spirit, to live His Word out. That's the most amazing thing, like ever. But we're continuing on in the Gospel of Matthew. And really, again, we're talking about the life of Jesus, right? We're talking about the life of Jesus. And what is this episode? 80-something? I don't know. It's a lot. It's going to be long. It's probably going to be, I'm thinking a couple hundred episodes, because as we look at the life of Jesus, the actions of Jesus, the reactions of Jesus, the conversations with Jesus, we see and learn so much. So much. And it's a never-ending, lifelong endeavor to get to know the heart of God by going through His Word. And one way in which we get to know the heart of God is to look to Jesus, God in the flesh. And so let me read you this verse. I love this portion of Scripture, and it's such an amazing reminder every time I read it. It says, "Now when Jesus heard this, He withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by Himself." Of course, then the crowds heard it, and they, you know, tried to find Him and started following Him like the paparazzi, right? But I love that. Throughout the Gospels, you see that Jesus withdrew by Himself. Now, He wasn't by Himself. He went to go commune and pray and seek out the Father. And now, as an example for us, that's amazing, because that is something that we need to do. That's not like an option. Like, oh, I'm going to pray, you know, I'm going to pray only in groups. Like, it's, that's great. I mean, group prayer, look at Acts chapter 1 and 2. You see that getting together and praying is awesome and amazing. The church needs to pray. But that one-on-one time with, you know, crying out to the Lord, seeking the Lord, kind of connecting your heart to His heart. And yes, that is incredibly, it can be incredibly difficult to do in today's day and age, right? Because there's so many distractions, there's so much noise, there's so many voices, it's hard, it's difficult to just get away and pray to God. It seems like the crowds try to follow you and come in and distract that time. The busyness of life seeks to interrupt our interaction with God. And so what do we do? Well, find a place and a time, carve it out to say, this is my time with God. Even if it's 5 minutes, that's better than 0 minutes, right? You know, some people, it's kind of like this, that people like to pray in different ways, right? Some people, and this is to limit distractions, they close their eyes and they seek the Lord. You don't have to close your eyes. Jesus often prayed with His eyes open, hands raised to heaven, talking to the Father. Moses was often prostrate on the ground, like face down, in humility, praying for his people, interceding. I mean, there's so many, there's various ways to pray. People pray in different ways. Sometimes, some of us pray in all those different ways, depending on, you know, what we're facing, what we're going through, what we're praying. But just like there's an array of ways to pray, there's an array of places, ways to pray. There's also an array of places to pray. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, someone told me I like just that quiet time in my room, just seeking the Lord, side of my bed, just praying to Him. Like, I get that quiet, peaceful, undistracted time. me, I wouldn't say I've always, but for many years, my place to pray is while I'm driving. I do a lot of stuff while I'm driving. I do this podcast while I'm driving. I do Instagram encouragement while I'm driving. God led. I have that Instagram encouragement that I do. I do Proverbs encouragement for my church through Instagram stories. In my car. And I pray in my car. For me, it's not distracting. For me, it's especially when I'm driving alone. Yeah, there's stuff around, but I don't really look around while I'm driving. I look straight ahead at the road. I pay attention to what's going on in front of me, but I'm able to pray undistracted. For me personally, that completely works. And when I found out that works, I was like, I'm going to do this all the time. Not that I don't pray anywhere else. Of course I do, but this is like an amazing time for me, for my alone time to seek the Lord. And also early mornings, you know, between 4 and 5 a.m. as there's no noise, it's just quiet, you know, quiet place on my couch basically with the Word, and I just get to read and pray. Those are the places for me. Like, we all have different places. Jesus often prayed in the garden. He also often prayed on the mountain. But the point is, he prayed to the Father. He went away. He separated himself from the crowds. Not permanently and not for super long periods of time, but long enough to seek the Father, to seek his will, to align his heart with God's. And we get to do the same. So I would just encourage you, whether it's driving, at home, maybe at work, maybe we take a break, maybe at nighttime, late when everyone's asleep, maybe in the morning before everyone wakes up. I don't know. Just find a place or find a time, like moments in time, to just seek the Lord one-on-one. So critical and so important for our Christian life, because it gets your heart right. It gets your heart aligned with the Father's. And so Jesus, that's what Jesus did. He prayed all night. And the next day, the next morning, he chose his disciples. If you have a big decision, find a place to pray and seek the Lord about that. And he hears you, he will answer. But carve out that time. It's so critical, so important, and such a blessing to pray. Well, guys, God bless you. I hope you have an amazing day. Praying for you guys. Love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.